What's Ailing America? With your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by VBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information that I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn more about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced disease syndromes, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I went from being a surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases and cancer all over the world to teach them how to reverse these problems with natural therapies. You do everything, everything is based on a history alone. You do not have to see me in person. Please call me at the number on my website if you would like to learn how I do consults. I take calls from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day of the week. I ask you to consider the information I give, using your own God-given common sense to discern the truth for yourself. I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in toll-free at 877-270-8714. In Canada, the toll-free number is 888-228-4494. I'm expecting a lot of calls tonight, so if those numbers are busy, go to the BBS homepage, and there's other numbers available that you can call as well. It is fine if you use only your first name. I know some of you get a little shy. And all shows are archived. Every week I will answer the question, what is ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news of what is healing America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, as well as the healing of this planet. For awareness of the truth shall set us free, and the healing of ourselves shall bring us peace. And I know that once enough of us have become aware of many things, such as the fact that inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets and bring healing to the people and pets and to the earth itself. Remember, people, if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. But be uplifted, as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this. And the once feeble calls for cease and desist are now a roaring outcry. Tonight's show is going to be a very special show, and I want to thank the management of BBS Radio for agreeing to allow me to do a two-hour show. And before I say anything else, I want to encourage all of you to go to drcarly.com, and while I'm talking, if you haven't already done so, print out the four diagrams on my website. Because tonight's show is going to be entitled What's Ailing America, The Big Picture, and What's Healing America, The Hippocrates Protocol, which I will be teaching very soon to a number of individuals. If you're interested in learning how to do the protocol, you can just email me. I will put you on the list. I have over 100 people now all over the world, and I hope by the first of the year, I will have the course ready to teach you and certify how to do this protocol yourself. Because I need help, folks. I can't do it all myself. And it's not that it's a simple thing to learn, but anyone can learn how to do this. You do not have to be any kind of a board qualified anything. You don't have to have a degree in anything. You just have to have common sense and the ability and willingness to learn what you need to do. So once again, if you're interested in learning how to teach others how to do my protocol and make this a career for yourself, please let me know, because my ultimate goal is to be a teacher of the teachers. We need to spread this protocol out there like wildfire. And also, in the meantime, if you're interested in getting a protocol for myself to teach you what to do on your individual case, please do give me a call or an email. And although I do like to speak to people on the phone in person and explain how I do consults, because everybody's different and I have to explain a lot of things. I expect quite a few calls tonight, and I ask you to be short and to the point so we can get through as much info as possible. Many of the separate topics covered are entire shows in themselves. Due to your request, I have decided to offer a package of at least 28 CDs, including tonight's shows, and many shows no longer archived from when I was on another network from which I was fired for being too controversial. You will receive the CDs along with a number of handouts for a donation of at least $100 plus $10 shipping and handling. And you are free to copy all of these CDs and handouts and give it to anyone with ears to hear. So I do encourage you to get a copy of these. There's a couple I'm including that are on BBS Radio because they're such important shows. However, I also encourage you to support BBS Radio, which has never censored me, no matter how far down the rabbit hole I go, and help yourself by paying the modest donation that they request, which will allow you access to all the archives of my show and other excellent shows on this network. I've asked some of my clients to call in with testimonials when I get to the part where I'm discussing What's Healing America, my Hippocrates Protocol at the end. And I just have to say that one of the most amazing responses that I received was from a heavy smoker who was found to have growths on her vocal cords. And after a few months on my protocol, the growths are gone. And when I wrote to her and asked her if she would call in tonight after she received this wonderful news, she basically told me that although what the doctor saw is gone, she doesn't believe my protocol had anything to do with it. As a matter of fact, she doesn't believe it was ever there to begin with. So I'm just letting you know that these are the kinds of things that I have to go through, folks, in order to get people to step forward. If you're wondering why there's not more testimonials on my website, I have hundreds of written testimonials, but I don't put them up there, A, because I don't have time, and B, because then people will say I made it all up. So I do pray that some of you that have been helped will take the time to call in tonight, will get rid of the fear that your phone is going to be traced or whatever is stopping you from doing so, because people need to hear from you. Although I must say, you should all be asking yourself, why would I be going from a successful surgeon making 10 times what I make now, through the persecution, losing my only child, having them tell me I have a delusion of conspiracy and taking away my medical license because I refused to undergo the chemical lobotomy that they wanted me to go through to keep it? Why am I doing all this, folks? And the answer is because I have learned the truth. I have learned the truth about the medical mafia, and I have learned the truth about how you can heal yourself. And we need for people to hear from you folks, all my clients that are listening, to please call in and tell others. You can use a false name. Don't give any name. Whatever you need to do to have the courage to call in so that people can hear from you the results that you've had. And I also just want to say that I received three amazing phone calls this week, and I just want to tell you about them. First of all, I got a call from a nurse from Canada by the name of Jolene, who called to tell me she is being accused of being persnickety because she does not want to take part in the evening euthanasia of ICU patients in her care. That's how bad it is, folks. They're actually killing people, and they like to do it on the night shift, and they usually do it with morphine, but sometimes they use mismatched blood transfusions. And poor Jolene is now being, made fun of and basically ridiculed because she has a problem with it. Okay? I also got a call from B, another nurse, and she's in Alberta, Canada, who told me, and I quote, she's a former home care nurse who was unjustly dismissed for offering a nonprofit vaccine website where the vaccine package inserts can be downloaded to a patient of hers who was distraught over his grandchildren's declining health. It was alleged that she provided information not consistent with the health region objectives or the government agenda. So they basically dismissed Bea from her job. Isn't it amazing how that works out, folks? All she was doing was offering a website with the package inserts themselves, and she was dismissed from her job. But you see, I want to take my hat off to the nurses, because there's so many nurses that are realizing that they're actually being used to cause death and disease. And it is the nurses. It's always been the nurses who have the compassion, the nurses who used to give massages and hands-on healing, but now they're so busy filling out their paperwork that they're not even allowed to deal with the patient. As a matter of fact, one of the moments in which I realized that I had to get out of the practice of medicine was when I was a trauma surgeon in Brooklyn at Kings County Hospital, the biggest trauma center in the United States. And I asked the nurse to do something for me, not because I was the egotistical doctor, and I like to give nurses off orders, because the nurses actually loved me. Because if I wasn't busy, I would take the urine specimen, I would do whatever had to be done, because they're very busy too. But this one particular nurse night, I asked the nurse to do something for me, get some kind of a specimen from this particular patient, which was very important for his life to be saved. And her response to me was that if the patient dies, she won't have a problem. But if the chart is not filled out properly, she will. So that's the way it is, folks, and I just encourage you all. If you have to go to the hospital, which the only reason I would ever go to the hospital if I were you is if I had trauma. But if you have to go, make sure you have somebody there watching over you 24/7, because your very life could depend on it. Do we have a caller? Okay, I guess not. I thought I heard something there. Okay. The last call I wanted to mention was really quite amazing. An old client of mine by the name of Donna from Nassau County. Now, Donna has an autistic child, and her autistic child's diagnosis has been documented up the wazoo. And she only did part of my protocol, but her child had such an amazing recovery that she's no longer considered autistic. And Donna called to tell me that she's now involved in divorce proceedings in Nassau County, where I hail from, one of the most corrupt counties in the United States. And they're basically now insinuating that she has Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And I'm sure most of you have heard of that. That's where they blame the mom as inventing diseases in the child in order to get attention. But the reason they're saying that she has this problem in her divorce case, so her husband can get custody of the child, is because the child doesn't have autism. So even though she's got proof that the child was diagnosed with autism, they're saying that the child couldn't have had autism because the child is doing okay now. So isn't it amazing how that works out? Okay, I hope you've all printed out the documents, because I'm just about ready to go, but I just want to underline one very important thing to all of you, that nothing, absolutely nothing you will hear tonight did I learn in medical school. Rather, from independent study and courses over the past 10 years. And if you obtain the CDs, and if you study these diagrams, you will know more than any white coat on the planet. So I encourage all of you to get these. As a matter of fact, I got a call from a very nice young soldier, and I'm not going to mention his name, who's getting a consult from me. And he actually works in a clinic as part of his duties in the military. And he told me how the people around him make fun of him for eating organic food and things of that nature. God forbid that he start to question the insanity of inoculation. So what I suggested that he do is make copies of all the CDs and documents that I'm going to send him and give them to his comrades and ask them to please help him, because he got these, you know, informational items from myself. And they can't possibly be true, but, you know, he needs help to figure out where is the untruth, where are the lies in the information that I'm giving out. Because, you see, that way, if you make them find the lies, and, of course, there are none because I don't say anything that I can't back up, then you will force them to open up their eyes. Do we have a caller? Okay.
Dr. Carly?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Dr. Carly, this is Wendy. I'm calling in with my testimonial.
Well, thank you, Wendy. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Carly is helping my Labrador. I have a black lab. He's a little bit of a mix. He's got a little bird dog in him. Anyway, we adopted him a couple years ago, and he's almost two. And he started to have some problems with his feet. And after hearing Dr. Carly's show on the inoculations, which tend to give pets a little problem, especially on their feet, Patricia, what was the vet's name? Patricia?
Jordan.
Jordan, that's it. So with a little more information, I contacted Dr. Carly and got on the protocol. And he's been on a major detox. And we had actually toned down the detox a little bit for him, didn't we, Dr. Carly? Because
yes,
it was just a free flow of toxins that was coming out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really inflaming his feet. And I want to encourage people not to panic if you see something like that. It's what we call a healing crisis.
Yes.
And these natural therapies, as Dr. Carly will tell you, can be adjusted and tweaked because there's a lot of wiggle room in the natural approach, which is gentler and kinder to the system.
Yes.
Anyway, I wanted to just encourage people that Doc is doing much better. He's not as agitated with his feet. They're still a bit pink, but they're not as inflamed. So he's come along quite nicely, and I wanted to thank you, Dr. Carly.
Well, you're very welcome, and he's going to continue to get well. And I want to just point out, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because you see, you do get a healing crisis, a detox reaction, a Herxheimer reaction. It has different names. But the beauty of homeopathy is that you can decrease the dose if it's a little too strong in order so that you don't have to, you know, have it be too intense. But the amazing thing is that that's what proves to you that you're right over the target. And that's
right.
What proved to Wendy that these vaccines were certainly what was causing the problem in the feet, because that the feet was where the problem was manifested. Therefore, the feet was where the toxins came out of. And I also just want to tell people, can I mention your last name?
Sure.
Okay. This is Wendy Wilson. She is my favorite herbalist. I do shows with her twice a month on other networks. And please do mention your website, Wendy.
Oh, sure. It's the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs with an S at the end dot com. And Dr. Carly's banner is on our links page.
And Wendy is the master herbalist as far as I'm concerned. And there's a lot of clients that I have who also want to know about herbs. And whenever I have anybody ask questions about herbs, I send them to Wendy. So it's really amazing how it's working out. I'm linking up with chiropractors and acupuncturists and people that have knowledge that I don't have, because there's so many wonderful healing things out there. So
I do want to mention also that if you call your vet, which I did when I was curious about how they would look at the feet issue on my dog. I didn't actually take him in for them
mm-hmm.
to see his feet, but I did call. And they said it was probably a food allergy or something he was coming in contact that irritated him, such as chemicals sprayed on lawn.
And wait, let me guess. The answer for either one would be steroid ointment, right?
They said they had some sort of spray that worked
steroid
really
spray.
Well,
okay.
Plus an internal antibiotic.
Well, all I can tell you is we're going to be talking about those subjects very shortly. But all I can say, all people, is listen to the shows I did with Patricia Jordan on this network. I've had three shows with her. Learn the truth. I mean, everything I say, and I'm so glad you mentioned the pets, because I want to highlight that and underline that. Everything I say from now on is just as true for the pets as it is for the people. They are killing everything that breathes. And this is what people have to realize. So thank you so much, Wendy, for calling in. And
sure.
I hope you'll listen to the rest of the show so that you can learn about these diagrams, because what I'm going to now start is the talk that I give when I do conferences all over the country. This is the talk. It's always based on my diagrams. And I do encourage all of you to call in and ask questions as we go, because that's what lets me know if I'm not explaining something simply enough, or if I'm not going into enough detail, or for whatever reason you're not understanding. So thank you so much for calling, Wendy. And right now, folks, if you could turn to the big picture, that's diagram number one. Okay. the big picture. What this shows on the left-hand side is that you go from wellness to disease based on a number of assaults on your immune system. Now, of course, you'll see the assaults on the right side of the page. I'm going to be discussing each one of these, along with some others that I couldn't fit on the page, because actually I could have listed them down to the floor and then deep into the earth. That's how bad it is. But you have to just understand the concept, because once you understand the concept, then you can add anything in there that makes you sick, anything in there that depresses you or challenges your emotional balance or makes you upset in any way, shape, or form, mentally, spiritually, physically. You just add those things down on the list. So what happens is that your body has an innate ability to fight off disease, be it mental, physical, or spiritual. You have the ability built into you. This is what you inherit from your parents. This is the only place that genetics comes in. There are actually very few diseases that are inherited. Let me mention a few. Polycystic kidneys, cystic fibrosis, sickle cell disease. Those are a few that are truly inherited diseases. And I'm pretty sure that somewhere down the line, the way that whole situation started was because of genetic mutation due to vaccines, radiations, or whatever. Do we have another caller? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi. I just wanted to have you do maybe one more summary about how you're like a light onto the world. And you were saying at the beginning of your conversation.
What? Say that again?
When I first got tapped in.
I didn't hear what you said. Can you repeat it? You were a little low. If you could speak up a little bit.
Okay, sorry. I just, at the beginning of your speech when I just tapped in, you were getting into how you're a light onto the world and we're overcoming this Holocaust or something like that?
Well, I'm trying to be a light onto the world. I mean, all I basically said was that my goal is to assist into the evolution of consciousness. In other words, to wake people up because we can change things.
Right. Okay, so it was very inspirational to hear that.
Yeah.
And so I was just looking forward to hearing that.
Well, thank you for that comment, because, see, there's a lot of people out there that are filling people with fear. They're telling you all the bad things that are going on. And you do need to know what the bad things are, because if you don't know what the bad things are, how can you do anything to change them? But what I want to tell you is that there are good things to reverse every bad thing. All of the technology that's being used to destroy the earth, to pollute the environment, et cetera, et cetera, there are people already available in place, and I know many of them, that can clean things up. There are machines available, for example. There is the capabilities out there for ocean liners to not pollute as they sail, but to actually clean the ocean as they sail. I could spend a whole day just on shows along these lines. So the technology
definitely.
And the people are already out there. The problem is that the powers that be, the minions that are in control of the world at this point, won't make any money off that, you see, because they only control the bad stuff. So the point is that the good stuff is out there, and once enough people wake up and just stand up, I do not promote a revolution. I promote an evolution of consciousness. Once enough of us stand up and just say no, we're not going to inoculate our children with disease. We're not going to allow you to force us to do any of these crazy things that the lunatics in charge of the asylum are pushing, then it will stop. All it's going to take is a critical mass. So thank you for calling. But
yeah,
please let me continue.
Much.
Did you want to say something else?
No, I just said thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Okay. Because it's going to be really hard for us to get through these subjects, but I do encourage your calls. I just want to get through the information because this is such important information, and I'm going to, as I said, be making CDs of these and sending them all over the world because I want people to hear this. And, oh, by the way, I have had a $10,000 reward on my website for over a year for people to prove me wrong, any of the documents on there. Of course, nobody has done so. What I'm claiming here, folks, is that this one document in your hands right now is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. I should have made my reward $1 million, but then people would think I'm a millionaire. I'm far from it. They've taken almost everything I have. But the challenge remains, and if you can, you know, take this to your white coat and say, boy, this is an easy way for you to make a quick $10,000. Go on and prove Dr. Carly wrong. They can't do it, because this is just common sense, and you will all realize that as I continue. Okay. So we go from wellness to disease based on a number of assaults on our immune system. Our immune system is inherited from mom and dad. That's really pretty much the only thing we inherit from mom and dad. And the strength of your immune system, is what determines how many assaults you can take, you see? And that's the reason when people ask me, one of my favorite questions is, well, how come all children don't get sick from inoculations? My answer is, they all do. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take for the problem to manifest itself. Because I'm sure a lot of you know people that have parents and grandparents that lived into their late 80s, 90s, even into the hundreds. Those people have good DNA, okay? So the people from that family are going to be able to withstand more assaults than your average Joe out in the world. And that's what you have to realize, is that this stuff is making all of you sick, whether you feel it or not. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that I'm 53 years old, and I feel better today than I did when I was 25, right before I started medical school, because of all the detoxification and work on every level that I have done. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're sick because you don't remember what it was like to be well. And that's why it's such a beautiful thing. So let me not sidebar too much. Let me continue. So when you get enough assaults to your immune system, eventually you're going to get what I call the straw that breaks the camel's back. And one of my favorite examples of that to give, although it doesn't happen that much anymore, but you remember when you used to go shopping and you'd go in the department store and they would come and start spritzing you with colognes because they wanted you to see how they smelled. And I have many clients that were actually brought deep into the hole of multiple chemical sensitivity just by something like that happening. It can be anything. It can be a call on the phone that your mother just died. It can be a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual assault. But whatever it is what breaks the camel's back. And what happens then is that your body develops a disease. Now, what is a disease? A disease is a name that the white coats make up. They take a constellation of symptoms, they put them in a box, and they say, okay, we're going to call this constellation of symptoms disease X. It's all a scam, but this is how people are, you know, indoctrinated with, so we'll talk about disease. So you have a certain disease based on your symptoms. The symptoms are your body's way of saying, hello, you're doing something wrong. You better wake up, because if you don't stop doing what you're doing, you're going to get worse and you're going to get sicker. Now, unfortunately, as you will see on the left side of this diagram, what most people do is they go to the white coats, as I so disrespectfully refer to the members of my profession. And what do the white coats do? They manage your disease. They don't cure anything, as you all know. Now, this word allopathic is a word I never learned in medical school. What it actually means is to cover up symptoms, you see? They're not healing anything. They're not detoxifying anything. As a matter of fact, we never learned that word detoxification in medical school, because if they had taught us that word, even though we were sleep deprived and nutritionally deprived and generally very depressed because we didn't have a life, we would have said to ourselves, wait a minute, detoxify, everything you're telling us to do is toxic. You see, so that's why they don't mention that word to medical students. So what they do is they manage your disease. And how do they manage your disease? Well, they give you drugs. And what do the drugs do? Well, they may get rid of the symptom, but just watch any commercial on TV or look up anything on Google, any drug that you're taking. You will find that almost every single drug not only causes the very problem for which it's given, but also causes a number of other side effects. And I love those commercials, especially the one for the leaky bladder. I don't remember the name of the drug. But there's so many of these cute commercials where, you know, they have all these cartoon figures and everything, and they're telling you, you know, you have to go to the bathroom or whatever they say. You can get drug X. And, you know, some people have found this helps them. You notice they'll never say it cures anything, and they'll never claim that it helps everybody. But what are the side effects? Constipation, headaches, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I just say to myself, yeah, I'll take two. It's really comical when you actually see what they're actually doing. And along those lines, if you've never seen the little cartoon, Town of Allopath, You can watch that on Mercola.com. That is one of the most important things you could ever see to understand this concept, where this genius, and I forget his name at the moment, not Dr. Mercola, it was somebody else that came up with this little vignette, but it actually shows how this town came up with Skidmark's disease. And what was Skidmark's disease? It was a disease caused by the lack of Teflon on the roads. So rather than putting up stop signs to stop accidents, they put Teflon on the roads. And you can just imagine what happened. And that is the best analogy that I've ever heard of for what the medical mafia is doing. Okay. So that's how you get to the disease state, and that's how you get to death. Because you go to the white coats, and they manage your disease, and they give you drugs, and they start chopping off pieces of your body until you're dead. Now, instead, you can do what's shown on the right side of the diagram. And what I do is a protocol I call the Hippocrates Protocol, because the Hippocrates is the father of medicine, the one I took his Hippocratic Oath, which says, first, do no harm. And that's what I'm all about. And so there's many other ways, as our caller Wendy Wilson deals with herbs. There's acupuncture. There's a chiropractic. There are so many wonderful things out there, folks, that will help you get to the wellness state. The only thing that won't help you is the medical profession. Now, you think about how sad that is. The medical profession, which was started to be healers, is now causing the biggest epidemic of death and disease in the world. And that is why it is my mission to cause the death of medicine. Okay, now we're going to go to the separate assaults on the right side of the page. Now, of course, I had to put the medical assaults at the top of the list because that is what my profession is doing. We have assaults on the immune system, especially vaccinations, and that's going to be gone into in further detail in diagram 3. So that's all I'll say about that right now, where you either cause autoimmune disease or cancer. And we also, of course, have chemotherapy, which causes cancer, which is their answer to deal with cancer, and radiation, which causes cancer. You know, the whole medical system is totally insane. But we'll get into more detail on those things as we go along. Okay, the first thing we have listed there is the chemical assaults. And as I said, I'm only mentioning a few of them. Start with hair and nail products. People have no idea how toxic most of these products are. There's something called sodium lauryl sulfate in almost every product that you use. If you don't get it in a health food store, be it a shampoo or a soap or whatever, look up sodium lauryl sulfate in Google, because I don't have time to explain all these things. Start checking some of this stuff out, folks, and see what these things really are. You will be amazed. As a matter of fact, just this past week, there was a big, you know, news story. It was all over. It was on the mainstream media as well as in my local newspaper about how most of the cosmetics, most of the lipsticks are filled with lead. My best friend does not go out of her house without lipstick on. She's constantly reapplying her lipstick, and I've been trying to tell her for so long that this is bad. But lead is just one of the things in there, folks. If you can't pronounce it, don't put it on your body. Don't eat it. Don't chew it. Don't even look at it. Okay, because it's going to cause you a problem. But it's really amazing how once in a blue moon, they will put that stuff out there. I think they're just testing to see how stupid are the people. Are they going to keep using this stuff? Because, of course, the companies that were involved in releasing this poison on the public basically said, well, we're confident that our product meet FDA guidelines or whatever. Well, the FDA is allowing drugs that kill you, folks. So if the FDA guidelines being met is your criteria for choosing something, you better take another look at what you're doing. Okay, let's get on to fluoride. Oh, and I just want to mention as far as the nail products. When you're putting nail polish on women, okay, you're basically putting something on your body that's there 24/7. Once again, look at the ingredients in the nail polish. It's soaking into your nail beds. It is going right directly into your body. Very bad. You can get natural everything. Go to your health food store, folks. Start buying everything at your health food store. It's going to cost you a little more, but you're not going to get poisoned. Okay. Now let's go to fluoride. And this is one of the subjects for which I have a separate CD, a whole hour, where I talk just about fluoride. But let me just tell you a few things about fluoride. Fluoride is not safe in any dose. the fluorides that are put in water are actually gotten from pesticide and atomic bomb manufacturer, to mention a couple of things. What they are is toxic byproducts of these industries. And if they did not put them in water pretending that it was going to give you less tooth decay, they would have to pay billions of dollars to put them in a toxic waste dump. The three main fluorides that are put in your water are sodium silicate fluoride, sodium fluoride, and hydrofluorosilic acid. And I actually have the handouts that are sent with these products when they send them to the water companies, because there was actually a group in Long Island that stopped the fluoridation of Long Island that I'm associated with, and they gave me all kinds of materials about that. Of course, they had to stop fluoridating Long Island because Long Island's water is so toxic from pesticides and such that it's got the highest rate of breast cancer in the world, as far as I know. So they did allow them to get rid of the fluoride. But when you actually look at the labels for these fluorides that they're selling to the water companies to put in your water, there is a skull and bones on there, folks, and it says, and I quote, may be harmful or fatal if taken internally. Fluoride accumulates in all cells, and it affects them on the cellular level. As a matter of fact, I have a copy of a JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association editorial from September 18, 1943, where the editor stated, and I quote, that fluoride is a protoplasmic poison as it changes the permeability of cell membranes and alters cellular enzymes. Now, of course, I'm sure most of you have fluoridated water, and even if you buy bottled water, you believe that it doesn't have fluoride, you better check where you're getting your bottled water from, because the ones made by Pepsi and Coca-Cola actually are from a tap. So it's just somebody else's tap, not to mention the fact that even if you're getting very pure bottled water or you have a water filter yourself, you're still showering with fluoridated water and water which has other chemicals as well if you don't have a water filter at the intake level. And the hot water beating down on your skin opens up the pores, and of course you're soaking up these chemicals like a sponge, not to mention the fact that the volatile chemicals, i.e. the chemicals that are able to go into the gaseous state at a relatively low temperature, and fluoride is one of them, will actually go into the air. So you're sitting under the shower head, not only, you know, pouring this poison into your pores, but you're breathing it into your lungs as well. One of the things fluoride alters is cell permeability to aluminum. So if you're drinking fluoridated beverages from aluminum cans, the fluoride opens the door for the aluminum to go into your brain cells, and aluminum is what causes Alzheimer's disease. And we'll be talking more about that in a few minutes. If aspartame is also in your drink, so just picture, folks, you've got a can of Diet Coke made out of fluoridated water. So you've got the fluoride in the water, you've got the aluminum in the can, and by the way, the fluoride in the water actually leaches the aluminum from the can, and then you've got the aspartame in there. Listen to the show on the archives, which I'm also included in this package of CDs, the interview I did with Betty Martini about aspartame, and I'm going to be talking about that more in a minute anyways. See what aspartame is all about. But just imagine that the fluoride is opening up the door of your cells for all these poisons to rush into the cell. That's what's going on. Now, I also happen to have, and you have to have a sense of humor in my line of work or you go out of your mind, or, you know, go out and start strangling these minions that are killing humanity. I have a copy of one of the original studies that was done where they were testing people with fluoridated water to see if they had less tooth decay, because that's what they figured they would do. As it turns out, there was some area in New York State where they had natural fluoride in their water, which is totally different from the byproducts of all these different chemical manufacturers. But the area that had the natural fluoride, they did notice that the people that lived there had less tooth decay. So the minions that were looking to dump their toxic fluoride poison on the communities in North America, and actually all over the world, I believe they're doing this now, they decided to do a study where they would test the fluoride and see if it caused less tooth decay. And yes, in fact, it did. But guess why, folks? Because the people's teeth fell out. and that's the reason they had less tooth decay. Isn't it cute how they twist and spin things? You really got to give them credit. This is pure evil, and this is just the beginning. So that's what they're doing, is they're taking this toxic poison and dumping it in your water for you to feed to yourself and your pets and your babies and, you know, water your plants with, etc., soaking up this poison right and left and making you very sick. It is also a drug. It was used in the prison camps in Nazi Germany to keep the prisoners docile. And it's also in many drugs, such as Prozac, where it will give you a chemical lobotomy. About 50% of the people in this country now are on psychiatric drugs, folks. If you're wondering why your neighbors and your other family members just don't seem to get it, why they can't think critically and they can't add 2 + 2 and get 4, you know, they'll find an excuse to say that it's 3 just because that's what George Bush wants them to believe. It's because of all of these things. Heavy metal poisoning of their brain, chemicals in the water, toxic drugs that they're taking, etc., etc. You got to teach them that they have to get well, because it's only when you get well that you can open up your eyes and see that there is a monster under the bed. But guess what? Once enough of us shine a light on that monster, he's going to have to go someplace else. Okay. So, as I said, there's a separate CD available on fluoride. I could talk about fluoride for a whole hour, but I'll just give you those little tidbits. Okay. Now let's talk about chlorine. As you know, chlorine is also a toxic poison. It's also a halogen, which is where it is on the periodic table. And chlorine and fluoride will displace other things that you need higher up on the fluoride on the periodic table, which are necessary for your health. And this is one of the reasons why so many of us are having problems, and I just don't have time to get into all of that. But chlorine is, of course, a toxic poison, which they're also putting in the water to allegedly get rid of germs. And, of course, there's constantly accidents happening all over where they'll release too much chlorine into the water, and people are told that they can't drink it because it's a toxic poison. Okay. Plastics is another big problem. Plastics are something that causes, well, they're called estrogen mimickers. What this means is that they're synthetic estrogens. That's one of the main problems with plastics, is that when you're taking them into your body, due to their chemical structure, they're very similar to estrogens. And this is one of the many reasons that you have men becoming feminized. You know, they just don't have a backbone anymore. Why you have a fish and other wildlife in the streams, that there's no male species left anymore. This is actually happening in, you know, creeks and rivers in some areas in this country. Why you have little girls that are developing breasts and things like this at 8, 9 years old. It's called precocious puberty. Plastics is one of the reasons. And you have to realize that if you freeze or bring plastics up to a very high temperature, either one of those things will release the plastic chemicals into the water or whatever the substance is in. So if I was you, I would try to stay away from plastic. I only drink bottled water that's in glass. Of course, it's a hassle because you have to deal with the glass. It's heavier, and it makes a lot of noise, and you can break it. But guess what, folks? It's much safer for you. And that's what I would do if I was you. Okay. Pesticides and repellents. And I have a 2-hour show that I did with Steve Tweeden on pesticides. That's a huge subject in itself. But I do want to refer all of you to the website The Best Control 2, The Best. That's B with a B, B as in boy, not pest. It's TheBestControl2.com, where Steve Tweeden, who is to pesticides what I am to inoculations, actually will give you natural alternatives for any pest you could ever find. And that's what you have to do. And if you get the CDs, you will find that, in fact, pesticides were developed in World War II to kill people. And they had some left over, and they decided they would, you know, start killing pests with them and see what would happen. And, of course, it's really a joke when you think of the idea that you could spray a pest, whatever the pest may be, with any kind of poison in your house, and that this would not be something bad for you. Think about it, folks. It's killing. It doesn't matter what it's killing, it's killing. So I can't get into too much detail about that, but there's a two-hour show just on that subject alone. Organic solvents. There's all kinds of things, ethanol, benzene, all kinds of chemicals they're putting in various things. They're everywhere. The reason that the organic component of it is important is because if it's organic, which means it's made out of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, then basically it's able to slip right into your body through the cell wall. And, of course, if you're drinking the fluoride, the gates are wide open, and all of these things are toxic poisons. Many of them are carcinogenic. They're very bad. And they actually did a study in Alaska where they took a couple of polar bears, and they autopsied them, and they studied their fat tissue because fat is where most of the chemicals are stored in the body. And they tested the fat of these polar bears to see how many chemicals were in there. And there was, I think, 2,000 or whatever. And, of course, whatever the number was, they only found as many as they checked for. There are so many chemicals being spewed into the air, into the water, and into the ground. And they're floating through the water. They're floating through the air. They're spreading everywhere. And this is something we have to do something about. Our FDA and our EPA and all the other alphabet agencies have totally sold us out. They're all being controlled by these different corporations and these industries. All it takes is a bribe in whatever form it may be in order for them to continue to spew their poisons, you know, at the great detriment to humanity. As a matter of fact, somewhere in this massive paperwork I have in front of me here, there was a quote from somebody who had developed some kind of toxin. I don't even remember what it was. But his very important point was that it's not up to the creators of these things to prove they're safe. It's up to the public to prove they're not safe after they're released. So this is what your, you know, alphabet agencies are doing for you folks. And my motto is, if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it, don't drink it, don't put it on your body. Now we get to the biological assault. The first one we have is molds. And once again, I have a whole show on molds. And it's not only the mold itself, of course, but all the toxins that the molds can produce. There's so many people in areas of the country that have hurricanes and things of that nature that are finding mold growing through their walls. And people are getting very, very sick. And it's not just from the mold, but it's also from the toxins produced by the mold. For example, if peanuts get moldy, there's a toxin that's produced which is called aflatoxin, and this toxin causes liver cancer. And there was a big problem with this about a year ago. That was the thing that was killing the animals about a year ago. Now, the latest thing that was killing the animals was the melamine from China, which was in the pet food. But about a year ago, there was another mass slaughter of animals from pet food that had this aflatoxin in it. And I'm convinced that, you know, these are basically studies being done. They're experimenting on all of us with these different things that are being released. And then when it starts killing people, they say, oh, we found such and such, and they pretend like it's an accident. Well, if it's an accident, then where are these agencies, and what's happening to the companies that are causing these problems? But very interestingly, I also learned recently that toxins from mold can also cause demyelination. Now, demyelination is what the vaccines do to the nervous system, and we're going to get into much greater detail about that later on down the line. But when you realize that vaccines, toxins from molds, and pesticides, and there may even be other things, there's so many things out there that are taking the wrapping off your nervous system, why do you think so many of you are having so many problems? It's because of all these things that are being done to us and being released on us. So mold is bad. And I would highly suggest if you want to learn more about mold, get the book Mold the War Within by Kurt and Leanne Billings. I did an interview with these two individuals who were plagued with mold because they were involved in the hurricane called Katrina. And this whole book, which explains how they got through the situation, how they even realized it was the mold, and how they healed themselves, is an excellent book, but you can also listen to that interview on the BBS Radio Archive. Okay, mites. Mites are just another parasite. There's all kinds of mites. You know, those are bad. I'm not going to say anything more about those. Bacteria, that's a big one. And, of course, you're hearing now in the news about methicillin-resistant staph and flesh-eating strep and all these different kinds of bugs that are out there. Some of them are being produced in laboratories, biological warfare laboratories. As a matter of fact, just so you know, there's 409 level 4 biological warfare labs in this country, folks. That's 8 labs per state. What is going on here? You're worried about Osama bin Laden sending his box cutters over with a biological weapon? Let me tell you, folks, chances are you probably live very close to a biological warfare lab already. And the way they're transmitting those dangerous bacteria and viruses that they're playing with and weaponizing from one lab to another is by Federal Express. And I have a whole show on this, which is one of the CDs I'm making available. And I'll read off the list of the CDs that are involved with the bacteria, viruses, vaccine connection in a few minutes. But this is what you have to realize, folks. You should be more afraid of your FedEx truck coming down your street than you should be worrying about Osama bin Laden or some alleged terrorist coming here with a biological warfare agent to get you, because that is reality. And they're also making all kinds of viruses to make cancer. And this gets us to the Special Virus Cancer Project. Now, this is where it gets a little ugly, folks, and I know you don't like to hear these things, but this is what's happening. And the Special Virus Cancer Program was started shortly after President Nixon started his war on cancer. Because, see, what you have to realize is that a war on anything is actually the reverse. The war on cancer is where they developed Fort Detrick, Maryland, into a biological warfare base, which is guarded by the military. That's just one of the places that they're making viruses to cause cancer. In these documents that I have, each one, which is close to 400 pages, and I have, I think, 6 or 7 years worth, is basically them describing the research that they're doing to make viruses to cause cancer. This is being done in every university, many different companies, zoos, veterinary schools, veterinary hospitals. They're doing this everywhere, folks. And I also have a CD where I talk about this. You can read the document on my website called My Response to the CDC's Public Health Protection Guide, where I get into it a little bit. But what you have to realize, as you're now hearing about the HPV virus, human papillomavirus, that causes cervical cancer, where do you think that came from, folks? That's one of those newbies, one of those emerging viruses. Where do you think it emerged from? Not to mention the fact that they now have a vaccine where they want to inject your daughters, and now your sons as well, with the virus that causes cancer. Now, why would you do that? They're telling you it's going to protect you. Well, you'll learn about what the inoculations are really doing in a minute. But trust me, if I was you, I would not be inoculated with any of these viruses. And what we have to realize is that while they have the war on cancer, they're actually making the viruses to cause cancer. This is not the only way that cancer is made. I'll be talking more about that in a minute. But you see, when you make a virus that causes cancer, obviously you're more likely to get cancer. And one of the cancers that's almost always caused by viruses is breast cancer. That's what it says in the documents that I have here, folks, from the Special Virus Cancer Project. You know, it's really funny how they're not talking about that when they're having all these runs for the cure for breast cancer. Okay. We're going to get more into the whole biological issue when we talk about vaccinations. So let's get to radiation next. And I see I really have to speed up because we're almost a whole hour here, and I haven't even gotten through the first diagram. Radiation, x-rays. Now, we all know that x-rays cause cancer, or at least I learned that. I was an x-ray technician before I went to medical school. You know, all these different x-rays that you're exposed to, the CAT scans, the regular diagnostic x-rays, the radiation treatments that they're giving you for cancer. X-rays cause cancer. Ionizing radiation causes mutation of your DNA. So, of course, you should be very careful about how many x-rays you get, because x-rays are cumulative, which means you do not get rid of them naturally. Once you're zapped with an x-ray, that x-ray dosage stays in your body. The only way I know of to get rid of it is with homeopathic remedies. And because I was an x-ray technician for many years before I went back to medical school, and in the days when I was an x-ray technician, we actually had to hold the little babies to x-ray them because we didn't have all those fancy contraptions to strap them in. So you can imagine the amount of x-rays that I received when I worked for 5 years as an x-ray technician. And when I did my radiation detox, it was truly amazing. I got what looked like a big sunburn on both of my shoulders, and that was the radiation coming out of me. Truly amazing. So as you're getting scared from hearing all these things, I just want to also keep reassuring you that the good news is that I can teach you how to get rid of any of this stuff. You just have to realize what the bad things are. Now, microwaves, of course, are very bad as well. It's truly amazing how many people are using microwaves these days. When I lived on Long Island, I had a house where I had a separate office, and I had a big garage with a pool nearby. So I actually had 3 microwave ovens at one point, and I threw them all in the garbage. I would not even give them away once I learned how bad microwaves are, because not only are they radiating your food, but they're cooking it from the inside out. They're actually destroying all of the nutrition within the food cells themselves. So as I always explain to people, you might as well eat the cardboard that the little dinner came in. You'd probably get just about as much nutrition. And now, of course, they have all these products on TV, you know, for the latchkey kids. They come home from school. Mom is busy working 3 jobs so that they can do whatever they have to do. And, of course, what are we going to do is tell Johnny, well, just go to the freezer, take out one of these microwavable whatevers, stick it in the microwave, let the plastic melt into the food, and have your mac and cheese with a, you know, plastic chaser, and that's going to be your snack after school. Now, isn't that amazing? And that's what they're eating, folks. And one thing I just want to mention that I forgot to mention when I was talking about plastics, just so that you know, any of you using margarine instead of butter, margarine is 1 molecule away from plastic. So all of you who think butter is a bad thing, of course, I'm going to be talking about how bad milk is, so it's not that I'm encouraging you to have a lot of butter. But if you're going to have butter, you should have organic butter. But margarine, which you're taking because you think it's going to decrease your cholesterol, you're actually eating plastic. So plastic is bad. All these things are bad. And certainly putting them in the microwave and having them, you know, create all kinds of strange chemical bonds and then taking them into your body is not a good thing. So I encourage you, if you are going to use microwaves, use them as least often as possible. And certainly do not let the food start bubbling and getting up to that temperature where it's kind of merging with a container and you don't know where one left off and the other begins. Power line generators is another very controversial subject. Of course, Tesla, this man by the name of Nikola Tesla, who was alive over 100 years ago, actually developed technology where he could have supplied the entire United States with energy for free without electrical lines using the etheric energy from the Earth. And I can't explain all that. I don't have time. But suffice it to say that the evil bankster J.P. Morgan made sure that that never happened. If not for that whole situation, we would not even have to pay for the energy. It would have all been free. But you see, what happens when the electrical lines are very high voltage and you have so many of them put together, and especially a lot of you that live next to some of these transformer stations, the energy that's created and the magnetic field that goes around it and things such as that, it's very bad for you. And they are totally, definitely associated with cancer. But, of course, you will never hear that from any of the people that are supposed to be protecting you because they don't want you to know that these things are dangerous. So what I always tell people, if I was you and I was buying a new house, I would make sure that if there was any kind of a giant power line or any cell phone tower or anything like that, anywhere near my house where I could even see it, I would move along and buy a house someplace else. Because I guarantee you that the people that live in those houses, you know, some of them have these things going right through their backyard. They are going to have health effects from that. As a matter of fact, I know of a few people that had severe problems with their children as they're so toxic. One family in particular actually had someone come into the house. There's people that you can get that know all about these things. They can go into your house. They can check for mold. They can check for radon. They can check for strange electromagnetic fields. And there was this one family that found out when they had somebody come into their house to check that it just so happened that all the power for the house came into the house right where the baby's crib was, you know, right across the wall. And so they moved the baby's crib to the other side of the room, and even that in itself made a tremendous difference in the amount of damaging energy that was going to that baby. So there's things you can do. You don't even always have to move. There's also all kinds of little devices that you can buy that will neutralize bad energy such as that. But you just have to realize what to watch out for. Cell phones is another thing. You know, they actually did a study in Russia. I forget the scientist's name, but they took two cell phones and they put a raw egg in the middle, you know, in the shell. And they turned the two cell phones on at the same time. And within a matter of minutes, the egg was hard-boiled. That's what's happening to your brain, folks. And people that use cell phones all the time, many of them are actually developing tumors in their brain right where they hold the phone. And this is especially damaging to young children. Why there's so many young children using cell phones is totally insane. I'm not saying it's not a good idea to give your child a cell phone just in case they have a problem and kind of an emergency or something, they need to reach you. But what you have to teach them is this is not a toy, and this is not to gossip with your friends or whatever. This is for emergency use only, and that's why I'm giving it to you. I do not want your brain to be fried, so please don't use it just to gossip with your girlfriends or boyfriends. And that's what they need to know, because they want to be healthy, and there's ways you can teach them, no matter what age they are. Okay, parasites. Parasites are very bad. There's a woman by the name of Hulda Clark. She was a genius in the area of parasites. She wrote a book, many books on parasites, actually. The only problem that I have with Hulda Clark is that she claims that parasites are the cause of all disease. Nothing is the cause of all disease, not even vaccination. As I said, it's the big picture. But she has very important techniques where you can get rid of parasites. There's parasite cleanses. There's something called the zapper where you can actually kind of zap the parasites out of your body. But what you need to know is that everybody has them, and especially if you have pets, because the pets are licking this and licking that, and then they're licking you, and they're spraying their parasite-infused saliva wherever they may go. I have three pets. I don't let that stop me from kissing my pets. Well, I don't kiss them on the lips, but, you know, they like to lick me on the face or whatever. I have no problem with that. But I'm constantly doing all kinds of detoxes, as well as they are. So there's herbs that you can do, and you could certainly talk to Wendy about that. I know black walnut is one of the best ones. As I said, there's the zapper. But what you have to realize is how prevalent parasites are. Because I'm here to tell you, when I went to medical school, we had a whole class in parasitology. I have books of parasites. They're very grotesque. They look like monsters. You know, when you look at them under the microscope, they've got sharp fangs and they can hook into your intestine and they can do all kinds of nasty things. But what they taught us in medical school is it's a third world problem, you see. The white coats are not even taught that we have a parasite problem in this country. The only rotation when I went through medical school that where parasites was even discussed was in pediatrics. And the only time it ever came up was if a child had an itchy rectum. And they would say, well, the child must have pinworms, and then the test for that is you put scotch tape over their anus when they're sleeping, and in the morning you take off the scotch tape, and if it's got a few worms on it, voila, you've got the diagnosis of pinworms. But I'm here to tell you, you can have worms anywhere in your body, especially if you're eating sushi, folks. I hope I'm not offending all of you sushi lovers, but I can tell you that when I looked at sushi or raw seafood under the microscope, that's what made me realize that I would never eat sushi because it's full of parasites, as well as pork, and that's why they tell you to cook pork very well. There's parasites everywhere in so many of these, meats that we eat as food, and that's why I'm not quite a vegan yet, but I'm getting there more and more every day because what they're doing to the food supply is just unbelievable, and that's another whole subject, but you have to stay away from things that are raw because especially if they're raised on these agri-farms, you can be sure that they're loaded with all kinds of bad things. And they are going to grow in you, and they can go anywhere in your body, and they can also steal your nutrition from you. So that's one of the many reasons why parasites are bad. Okay, heavy metals. Well, heavy metals is something that's talked about quite a lot. Of course, lead is really the only thing they ever tested school children for. You know, we had the whole lead-based Tate scam, and they realized that a lot of children were having brain damage from lead, and it was causing poor scores in school and things of that nature. So people have been aware of lead problems for years. However, as I said earlier, they're now telling us that, you know, lipstick is full of lead. And, of course, there's all kinds of things that are full of lead. The water in your pipes in your home is probably full of lead if you live in a very older home, and especially if the water is acidic, because as the acidic water comes through the pipes, it's leaching the lead out of the pipes. As a matter of fact, many cases of osteoporosis in women, it's not because you have deficient calcium in your body. It's because you have lead toxicity, and if your lead is in your bones, the calcium cannot be absorbed because the lead displaces the calcium. But, of course, it's never just one thing. Another big cause of osteoporosis is fluoride in the water. And as I'll discuss further on, milk is also another biggie. Surprise, surprise, folks. Got milk? Well, then you got osteoporosis. And I'll explain why that is in a few minutes. So we all know about lead. Asbestos is also considered a metal contaminant, and they're not building homes with asbestos anymore, but a lot of you that have older homes can be having problems with asbestos. Asbestos can get into your lungs, especially you breathe in the particles. It causes a cancerous tumor called mesothelioma. So asbestos is bad. Now, mercury is one of the biggest talked about heavy metals at this point. Mercury's bad. I want to underline that and put it in a large font. Mercury causes lots of problems in your body, especially to the brain. It is very toxic. As a matter of fact, the term Mad Hatter came about in the last century because there were people working in factories making felt-brimmed or hard-tipped felt-brim hats. They would put the mercury in the brim to make the brim stiff so they could, you know, fashion it and curl it however they wanted to, so they would look very, you know, chic in their felt hats. And what happened was the people making the hats went mad. Now, I want to make it very clear. They did not become autistic. They did not start flapping their hands. They did not lose their ability to speak. They did not start wetting their pants and things of that nature. They did not have demyelination of their brain. What they did have was neuronal degeneration and things of that nature. And so I just want to underline that mercury is bad. But the reason I'm bringing all this up is because now so many of the autism groups are telling us that mercury causes autism and the CDC is covering it up, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's the biggest lie that's ever been told about vaccinations. Mercury's bad. It should have never been put in vaccinations. The reason that this scam is out there is because they want you to believe that if they take the mercury out, the vaccines will be safe. A bigger lie has never been told. And please go onto my website and listen to the interview that I did with David Kirby, author of Evidence of Harm, where he's talking about mercury causing autism. And after I come on and basically ask him about this condition called subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis, which we will get to in a minute, and basically challenged him to come on my show on this network and prove me wrong, I never heard from him again. And if you see underneath that MP3 file on my website, there's also some correspondence that I had recently with the U.S. Autism and Asperger's Association, which was just so perfect as I answered their questions when I confronted them about putting out more disinformation that mercury causes autism. Because, you see, the frauds have to be exposed, people. There are so many people out there pretending to fight for you and to fight for the truth and taking all your donations and lying through their teeth because they want you to believe that if they take the mercury out of the vaccines will be safe. It's not true, people. Check it out for yourself. Now, of course, mercury is also an amalgam filling, and it was really quite amazing. When I was in college, I had a lot of problems with my teeth because I'm from a very poor family. We ate a lot of sugar and bad stuff like that, got those teeth fluoridated. You know, when I was a kid, we actually had to drink fluoride in schools. That was when they started doing those old fluoride tablets. So by the time I got to college, I had all kinds of fillings, and almost every tooth in my mouth had a mercury filling. I will never forget the day that I went to my dentist in Brooklyn, where he was actually taking out one of my mercury fillings because it had cracked my tooth, and I saw him put it in a little box that had a skull and crossbones on it. And I said to him, "Why do you have to put that mercury filling in that box?" And his answer to me was, "Well, because we have to send it to a special dump to be, you know, handled properly." And I said, "Wait, let me ask you a question. If it's so dangerous that it has to go to a toxic waste dump, how come it's safe for my mouth?" And his answer was, because the American Dental Association says so. So you have to see, folks, that the dentists are just as brainwashed as the white coats and the veterinarians. All of these different alphabet agencies that control these professions are being controlled by the profiteers, by those who want to make you sick, by those who want you to have tooth decay, et cetera, because their goal is to give lots of business to the people that graduate from these prestigious institutions of higher learning, which are actually teaching them how to cause death. Of course, they have to sleep deprive them and nutritionally deprive them and brainwash them with different techniques in order to get them to go along with the program, because it just doesn't make sense at all. But it was really amazing. My dentist was a really good guy. He was a very caring person, and he cared about his clients, but it just amazed me how he didn't get it when I asked him that question about the amalgam fillings. That, you know, why is it good for my mouth? The bottom line is, folks, it's not. Now, let me just tell you, there's lots of good dentists out there. They know how to remove mercury safely. They're called biologic dentists. One thing I will warn you about is that my problem with the biologic dentists is that most of them do not detoxify you of the mercury that's already in you first. It's very important, in my opinion, and I did this myself, to do a mercury detox before you get the fillings out, because the actual removal process is going to just send mercury all over into your gums. It becomes ingrained in your gums. You can swallow some of it, and it also becomes vaporized. And so you want to do a mercury detox first, then get your amalgams out, then do another mercury detox afterwards. I use homeopathic remedies. They're the safest way to go. You can also do chelation, very bad for the kidneys. But the thing you have to realize is that, especially if your body's acidic and you've got mercury fillings in your mouth, they are melting, and you are absorbing all this mercury. So just imagine that you're having all that process going on, and then you're going for your yearly flu shot, which also has mercury. Just imagine the toxic waste dump that your body is becoming. So that's all I'll say about mercury for right now. Aluminum. Aluminum is very bad, folks. It causes Alzheimer's disease, and one of the most amazing moments I've had recently was about a month and a half ago. There was a minion from the National Institute of Health on C-SPAN. I like to listen to C-SPAN's Washington Journal every morning as I'm getting ready for my day and, you know, changing the cat litter box and doing all the things that I do every morning. And this minion from the National Institute of Health came on, and he was talking about Alzheimer's disease and all the research they're doing and all the new drugs they're creating. And by a miracle, because it doesn't happen very often, I actually got through and called in into C-SPAN, because on the show on Washington Journal, the public is allowed to call in and ask questions. So I asked this minion a hard question. I said, "Doctor, do you realize that the brains of Alzheimer's patients are filled with aluminum?" And he basically said, "Well, there's been some research that's been done in chelation. You know, like they like to pretend that they're considering all these things as they're talking." And, of course, I had my medical book, Harrison's, right there. I read to him from the exact page, told him the exact edition, and described what they find in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. Neurofibrillary tangles is the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease, and what's in the middle of the neurofibrillary tangles? Aluminum. That's what's in there. And this minion actually said that he admitted that I was right, that it's true that aluminum is always in the middle of these tangles, but then he went on to say that there's no proof that it causes Alzheimer's. Now, that was quite a moment, and I hope that woke up a lot of the listeners, and my response to that would be yes. When you stub your toe on a rock and it turns red and purple and hurts a lot, there's no proof that that hurt and that pain and that redness is from you stubbing the toe on the rock. It's all just a coincidence. But you see, I love to ask hard questions like that of these minions because they always expose their stupidity. I had also asked him, if it's not true, doctor, that many of the drugs that these elderly people on, these cocktails that they have them on, also interfere with their cognition and make it difficult for them to think. And he admitted, well, yes, you know, overdosing of drugs and the different types of drugs is oftentimes a problem with the elderly. And I have reversed Alzheimer's, folks. Now, that is one of the bigger problems, because if you have somebody with Alzheimer's, they have to live with somebody that can remember to do the remedies when they need them. Because, of course, if you have a memory problem, one of the first things you're going to forget is to take what you have to take when you have to take it. But all of these things can be reversed. In Alzheimer's, primarily aluminum is one of the biggest problems. And where is aluminum? Because in my medical book, it was really funny how they admitted that the aluminum was in the middle of the neurofibrillary tangles, but they said, but we don't know where the aluminum comes from. Well, let me tell you, it comes from the aluminum cans. It comes from the aluminum foil. There's aluminum adjuvants in vaccines. It comes from your deodorant. It comes from your aluminum pots and pans. It comes from all these places. Get rid of your aluminum. It's bad. And especially if you're using it to wrap acidic things, do a little test and take some tomato sauce. Put it in a jar or a bowl or whatever. Put some aluminum foil on top. Leave it in the refrigerator for a day. You will find that the aluminum foil actually becomes pitted. That's because the aluminum foil is melting and the aluminum is going into your sauce. Yeah. Okay, I'm really running out of time fast. Let me continue. So, anyways, I do, by the way, have an article here, and this is amazing. Thank you to my listener who sent me this recently by email. It's an article from Science, May 1973, Science number 4, volume 180, number 4085, page 511 through 513. Because, you see, people that listen to me, they check me out. I love that, folks. Check out everything I tell you. Don't believe anything because you've been lied to about everything. But when they find stuff that backs me up, they send it to me. And this article is called Brain Aluminum Distribution in Alzheimer's Disease, an Experimental Neurofibrillary Degeneration. You see, they actually experimentally induced Alzheimer's in higher mammals by giving them aluminum. So you see, they know exactly what causes it. They're just not telling you. Okay, what's the next thing we have here? The environmental assaults. Well, you all know what those environmental assaults are. The petroleum fumes. Let me say that we don't even need oil anymore. There's been technology available for many years, all kinds of different fuels and magnetic motors and all kinds of things that could be used to provide energy. Of course, the Rockefellers won't get a piece of the action, so all this technology is suppressed. But yes, petroleum fumes and all these different things are a problem. And see, that's the one thing that Al Gore doesn't tell you about. When he won his Nobel Peace Prize for his inconsistent truth. Well, the most inconsistent truth that he didn't tell you is that you don't need petroleum to begin with. But, of course, he's in some of those secret societies, so he just had to go to a slight degree so that he could look like a good guy, and then you'll believe that there is a politician walking on the face of the earth who has a conscience. Carbon monoxide is bad. Water pollution is bad. I don't have time to go into detail on all these different subjects. But as I said, you can put anything in here that you want to put in here. And if it makes you sick and decreases the vibrations of your life source, it's very bad. Okay, I'm going to add a few things to the list that I couldn't fit on this page, and I'm going to have to go very quickly because I want to get to the good news. Aspartame. I did a show with Betty Martini on this network about aspartame. I highly recommend that you go to the website www.doorway.com. That's D-O-R-W-A-Y. There's only one O in this doorway, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com. Order the video Sweet Misery. It's the best documentation I've ever seen of how this toxic poison called aspartame was released into the public, and the criminal Donald Rumsfeld is highly involved. But let me just quickly read you a list of some of the reported symptoms of aspartame poisoning. As a matter of fact, aspartame is the most highly reported toxic poison to the FDA. What do they do about it? Absolutely nothing. Here's some of the complaints that it's caused, and these are in the thousands, okay? Headache, dizziness, change of mood, vomiting or nausea, abdominal pain and cramps, change in vision, diarrhea, seizures, memory loss, fatigue and weakness, rash, sleep problems, hives, change in heart rate. As a matter of fact, it can cause sudden death. And a lot of these athletes that are dying of heart attacks, it's because of aspartame. They're drinking drinks with aspartame while they're going through this heavy cardiac workout, and this is what's killing them. But you'll never hear about that from the mainstream media. Itching, grand mal seizures, local swelling, change in activity level, difficulty breathing, oral sensory changes, change in menstrual pattern, symptoms reported. Oh, wait, sorry, that's just another little thing there. Okay, and it actually says in here that I'm reading from a publication, The Artificially Sweetened Times, from winter of 2005. This is one of the publications you can get at doorway.com. And it actually says in this particular edition on page 12 that the CDC reports sudden cardiac death as the nation's number one killer. And the biochemical evidence indicates aspartame is behind this curious epidemic. So aspartame's another one you got to watch out for, guys. And there's another book I will mention, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, by Russell L. Blaylock, MD. This is an excellent book. It talks about aspartame and MSG. They're both excitotoxins, which mean they get your nervous system going into a very excited state and can cause all these problems. And what they're doing now is they're hiding these substances in food because too many people are waking up as to their badness. As a matter of fact, many of the things that you get to say natural flavorings actually contain aspartame. And in Dr. Blaylock's book, he lists, I think, about 30 or 40 different names for MSG, how they're hiding that in food. So you're going to have to do some of your own research on some of these things. And also, as I said, my CD is a whole hour show going into all this stuff. Okay, food itself. And there's also a separate CD available in my package on this. Now, besides the pesticides, which, as I said, I have a whole two-hour show on the pesticide issue. That's why it's so important to get organic food, because pesticides in the food are very bad. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite quotes is from Soil and Immunity by Bernard Jensen, who's a chiropractor. And this is what he says on page 7. The American farmer began to lose his land the first time he treated the plant instead of the soil. That's what the modern farmer does. He does not treat the soil. He treats the plant. In modern agriculture, the role of soil reduces to a substance with a convenient texture that holds plants in the vertical position while chemicals are forced up their shaft. Plants sit in the field and receive a chemical enema. I love that, okay? And that's exactly what's going on. And, of course, this is rather an older publication. This is before GMO food came out. He's talking about the depleted soil. You know, they used to rotate the crops. They don't do that anymore. These agri-farms don't care if your food has any nutrients into it. So the pesticides are a problem. The lack of nutrition in the soil is a problem. They're irradiating your food to kill all the germs that they're producing on them because they're making them in all these agri-farms instead of having your local farmer do them. And that's another whole issue. The irradiation is causing all kinds of mutations in the food, etc. Genetically engineered food. This is huge, okay? And I just don't have time to go into great detail on this, but I do encourage you to get my CDs. I have a whole one-hour show that I did on GMO food as well as food additives. And this is a very important subject that you need to be available or be aware of. And I will also just underline to you that foods are just as important to pets as they are to people. And I would like to recommend a very good book to you in regards to pets and their proper feeding. It's called The Naturally Healthy Dog, Real Dogs Don't Eat Kibble, by Sandra Bailey. So there are sources out there that you can get information on how to properly feed your pet and yourself. But, of course, you can't get it from your veterinarian or your white coat because they have no clue. When I was in medical school, we had 10 hours of nutrition and 2 years of pharmacology. Okay, antibiotics. That's another bad thing. Antibiotics create stealth organisms. They kill off the good bacteria. They cause yeast overgrowth. Excuse me. I'm talking too fast here. They cause yeast overgrowth. And that's all I can say because I'm running out of time. So I will also say that I have a CD, a whole hour CD available on that subject as well, called Antibiotics Created Stealth Organisms, which also explains about Pasteur, Louis Pasteur, who created the one bug, one disease theory, which allowed the pharmaceutical cartels to create all their antibiotics to lead you to believe that that was the way to go. And I also discussed Antoine Bechamp, the good guy, who actually proved back at the time of Pasteur that it's not a matter of the bug causing your disease, it's a matter of your toxic body causing your bugs to become more toxic because it's decomposing you because your body thinks it's dying. Sugar is another bad one. Sugar causes obesity, diabetes, increased acidity, malnutrition, tooth decay, hyperactivity, to name a few of the problems. And the best book I can recommend to you about that is Sugar Blues by William Duffy, where on page 67 I learned about a doctor by the name of Semmelweis, who was hounded by the medical establishment in the mid-1800s for discovering that the cause of childbed fever was going from the autopsy table to the delivery room without washing their hands. Dr. Semmelweis died in an insane asylum in 1865. And I have a special bond with Dr. Semmelweis because, the medical mafia said I have a delusion of conspiracy. And if I'd have gone along with their treatment to keep my medical license, I would have probably suffered the same fate as Dr. Semmelweis, where he said that you should wash your hands, get rid of the germs. Of course, now what they're saying is to protect yourself, you should inject the germs into you. I mean, isn't it funny how it's all coming full circle? Dental problems. Dental problems are huge. People have no idea how important the teeth are and how important it is to keep your teeth in good repair. And it's not just the mercury fillings. It's very important for you to realize how dangerous root canals are. And I don't have time to get into great detail about this subject. But you do have to realize that root canals are very bad, that you can actually get all kinds of infections in your tooth, that they can then actually be cemented into your mouth where they can fester when they put the material into the root canal after they take your root out. So I have a couple root canals. I was lucky. I did not develop a problem because the dentist did a very thorough job, but I would never get another one. I would rather have a tooth pulled out and get a bridge or something than have another root canal, because I know of people that have gotten very, very sick, and they never think of the root canal as the source of the problem. Whitening is another problem, and I had an experience with this myself. I said, okay, I'm going to get my teeth whitened. You know, they're a little yellow after all these years on the earth. And so I got a whitener actually from my dentist, and I had a front tooth that was bonded because it had been cracked a few years ago. And so I put the whitener on my tooth, and guess what, folks? The bonding melted. And that's when I said, oh, my God, imagine if this stuff is strong enough to melt bonding, what is it doing to the enamel? So sure enough, I started checking out some of my friends that have used this whitener. And if any of you have done so, I encourage you to get a flashlight and hold it inside your mouth and let the light shine through your teeth. And compare that look to somebody who has never had their teeth bonded. You will see that your teeth whitened. You will see that in the people that have used the whitening, they're actually removing the enamel from their teeth. This is not good, people. And so if I was you, I wouldn't get that whitening done. Now, another thing that a very excellent healer, who's a friend of mine who does cranial sacral on me, taught me about, because I learned things from many people, was about these lamineers that they're putting on people's teeth, where they just put, like, it's like a cap, but it's only on the front of your teeth. And I thought, well, that sounds like a good idea. You know, you just stick those things on and your teeth looks white and you're not taking off the enamel. But as it turns out, there's actually energy fields that are flowing through your teeth. And if you stop all those up by covering them up with these little lamination things, then that's going to also cause you a problem. Because, you see, once again, it's not that any one of the things I'm mentioning is going to, you know, probably do you in. But as you see, there's so many things that you have a problem with that you can't possibly, you know, survive if you don't know what's bad for you, because these things just mount up. Milk. Milk is very bad. Milk is for cows. And if you listen to my shows with Dr. Patricia Jordan about the vaccines with the pets, one of the things we discussed is the fact that almost 100% of the milk supply now, and this includes organic milk, is laced with bovine leukemia. So even the organic milk is not safe anymore. There's also, if you don't get organic, you can be sure you're getting bovine hormones, pesticides, antibiotics, etc. Not to mention the fact that the milk actually makes you more acidic. So when they're showing all these cute commercials, got milk with little mustaches, and they're making you believe that if you drink milk, you're going to have strong bones. Well, guess what? The milk actually makes your body more acidic. When you're acidic, the body will leach calcium out of the bones in order to alkalinize you, and therefore the milk is actually giving you osteoporosis. And I highly recommend you go to the website www.notmilk.com or read the book by the author of that website called Milk the Deadly Poison. That's another whole lecture in itself, folks, and that's all I have time to say about milk. Getting back to diagram number one, and I'm just going to say a couple more things. We have the psychic and spiritual assault. We have betrayal, beating, raping, and stress. You see, all disease starts on the energy level. And I had an excellent experience recently to realize how devastating betrayal is. It can actually make you sick. And that's why it's very important, folks. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Stop, you know, trying to have the attitude that, you know, the end justifies the means and all these other things that are going on, because not only are you going to make other people sick, but you're going to make yourself sick as well. Integrity is very important for your well-being. And there's a couple of books that you can read about that, and I'll mention those when I get to the wellness part. And injustice. Injustice is the biggie. I was actually qualified in court as an expert in legal abuse syndrome, which is when you go to the courts believing that you have constitutional rights and that the right doer will win, and that you find out that there is no such thing as justice. As a matter of fact, the courts were designed to protect the wrongdoer, and that's why we have all these different levels of courts, because when you get cheated in the lower courts, you go to the appellate court, you go to the appeal court, you go to the federal court, you go to the Supreme Court. In my son's case, I went as high as the U.S. Supreme Court, and still nobody would do anything about what had been done in my son's case. And that's when I said to myself, self, I see. I have been allowed to go through this because this is how I found out that the courts are totally corrupt. As a matter of fact, let me just quickly read you a couple of things that are in one of the decisions in my case where I sued the corrupt judge in federal court who gave my son to his abuser. And he was represented by Elliot Spitzer, the now governor of New York State. You know, the guy who wants to give illegal aliens a driver's license? Well, back in this day, he was attorney general. Let me just read you the quotations he has here in this decision. He quotes the following cases. Green v. Moreo, 722 F2D 1013, Second Circuit Court, 1983. Trial judge who allegedly ordered a court reporter to alter and falsify a trial transcript is immune from suit because subject matter jurisdiction existed. That's right. You heard correctly, folks. Trial judges can alter the transcript. Now, if the transcript is altered, you don't even have a chance in H-E double hockey sticks at the higher court, even if the higher court was not corrupt, because the court transcript has been altered. This is a citation, you see. This is how the judges, you know, put up the ducks. They line up all the ducks where they can do anything they want and get away with it, because Elliot Spitzer was able to find all these different cases. Here's another one. Brown v. New York State Court System, 599 F Supplemental 36 from 1984, Eastern District of New York. Judge from New York Supreme Court has judicial immunity from liability for damages. Did you hear that? He has immunity for damages. He can damage anyone he wants, and he's immune. And let's not forget Kane v. Young Wan Han, 550 F Supplemental 120, Eastern District of New York, 1982. Trial judge who accepted a bribe and falsified court records to prevent party from presenting a case is immune from suit. You see, folks, that's how it works out. Now let me just get to my favorite of all. And this was reported in a book, May It Please the Court, the most significant oral arguments made before the Supreme Court since 1955. And this, what I'm going to talk to you about, is a case called DeShaney v. Winnebago County Department of Social Services, where a mother who, much like me, her child was given custody to the abusive father. In this case, the father assaulted the boy and left him brain dead, and the mother sued the Department of Social Services for allowing this to happen. And this is what Chief Judge Rehnquist said, used as an example as to why the government was immune. Let's see. If two policemen see a rape and watch it for their amusement, there is no violation of the Constitution. You see, folks, and I've done a couple shows on legal issues on this network, so you can listen to those shows. But the bottom line is, what you have to realize is that the police don't have a duty to protect you. They have a duty to protect the public. But you see, once you are victimized, you are no longer in the public. You are basically outside of that box. So although they have a duty to protect the public, it's funny how when you're assaulted, you are not the public anymore. And that's why when they bring the wrongdoer to criminal court, you're not even involved in the case except for possibly to testify as to what happened to you. But you see, excuse me, the district attorney's office is the one who's bringing the case, not you. So I don't have time to go into that. But anyway, so you go from wellness to disease based on a number of assaults on your immune system, and I've only mentioned some of them. And as you see, you reach critical mass, and that's when your body gets sick and gives you a disease symptom, and that's when you're supposed to wake up and say, I'm doing something wrong. Okay. The second diagram. It's a quickie, and this is just something I put in once I realized the correlation and how the two things, what I do to reverse demyelination and what the chiropractors do, you can basically restore total function to your nervous system. Because what you have to realize is that if your nervous system is out of whack, your body cannot conduct impulses properly to anywhere. And it's not just your muscles that are counting on nervous, impulses to be sent. It's all your organs as well, your entire autonomic nervous system that goes to your stomach, your heart, your lungs, everywhere. It's all controlled by nerves. So if your nerves are not working, these things are going to malfunction. And the two main things that cause malfunction are subluxation, which is when your spine is out of alignment, and that's what the chiropractors deal with. And if I was you, I would recommend all of you to go to a good chiropractor. There's many kinds of chiropractic, many levels. You can go to the bone crunchers, the ones that, like, crack your spine. I like to go for those for my back, but my neck is too damaged from a car accident, so I prefer a more delicate touch with my neck. But the point is that there's wonderful chiropractors with all kinds of abilities and different types of chiropractic that you can go to. And if I was you, I would definitely go just to maintain your health, not just after you have a car accident, and see if you don't feel better. And in my opinion, all babies after they're born should go for a chiropractic adjustment. Because just imagine how your neck gets messed up by going down that old birth canal and having that white coat pull you out. Because, you know, when they're having the woman lay flat on her back and giving her the epidural, she's not able to assist in the birth. You know, the way that babies are supposed to be born and the way they used to be born is that the woman would squat and gravity would help the whole situation. But, you know, the white coat's no better. Anyways, the other thing that causes a problem with nervous conduction is demyelination. Demyelination is where the covering of the nerve, and I have to explain this in simple terms so that you understand what the myelin sheath is. Myelin is a fatty covering that's around the nerve. It protects the nerve and allows conduction to occur properly. And it is to the nerve what the plastic coating is to an electrical cord. Now, what happens with demyelination is that different things, mostly antibodies created from viruses that are directly inoculated into you that attack the myelin sheath, cause little holes in the myelin sheath so the nerves do not connect properly. But also, as I mentioned, pesticides can do this, and I recently found out that some toxins from some molds can do it. So, you know, there's so many things going on, and that's why when I do my consults for people, I take such a detailed history. I have to find out all kinds of stuff from you. You don't need any tests, but I have to find out from you what things you've been exposed to that, so that we can develop a protocol just for you that deals with all of your different issues so that you can learn how to detoxify the bad stuff, supplement the good stuff, and get your wellness back. Oh, we're never going to make it, folks. I'm probably going to have to continue this. And actually, let me just mention before I forget. Next week, I am so ecstatic to have as my special guest, Dr. Harris Coulter, who's written a few books, but his most important book, in my opinion, is Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality. That's right, folks. Dr. Coulter is going to be on to tell us how he discovered that vaccines are also involved in criminal behavior. All the children you see going crazy, getting in gangs, going to Columbine and places like that and shooting people. They have post-encephalitic syndrome. Now, it's not just the vaccines, as I always explain. It's never just one thing. But Dr. Coulter's research has proven that the vaccines are actually damaging the brain and causing this violent behavior to occur. And I actually had a client back when I was in Long Island, one of the first clients I ever helped, who had Asperger's syndrome. He wasn't highly autistic, but he was killing animals, setting fires, and doing things like that. And guess what? After he went through my protocol, he was a loving child. That was one of the most amazing cases that I had. And that was before I ever even found out about Dr. Coulter, but that's how I know that he's right, because I experienced it myself with that young child. So I can see now we're never going to get through all these diagrams, but let me start getting into the vaccine information, and I will finish up next week, because the big picture is the hardest thing to get through, because as you see, I could be talking about assaults to our immune system for the rest of my life. Unfortunately, when you have the title of a show, What's Ailing America, you never run out of information to answer the question with. So let me just start to get into the vaccine information. We'll see how far we get. But I just want to start out with the following statement. There is a belief, and you'll note that there's a lie in the middle of the word belief. The belief is that vaccines prevent disease. I'm here to tell you, as a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced disease syndromes, that the truth is, the vaccine-induced disease syndromes is the largest epidemic the world has ever known. And that is what you are going to realize by the time I get done, which will probably be, as I said, the week after next, but Dr. Coulter's information will fit in perfectly into the vaccine subject, because you see, it's every area of our lives, all autoimmune diseases, cancer, and even criminal behavior, even mental problems. The vaccines are involved, and it's not just the heavy metals. Dr. Coulter talks about demyelination. Now, before I start talking about the third diagram, since I know we're never going to get through it, I just want to tell you some of the CDs that I'm offering on vaccinations, because as part of this set that I mentioned at the beginning, because you have to get this information, folks, and like I said, get a set of these CDs for yourself. Make zillions of copies. I don't care how many copies you make, give them to everybody you know. All the people who don't believe you when you tell them vaccines are bad, just say, okay, I want you to listen to this. Now, you don't have to give them all 28 because they just get overwhelmed, but pick out the best ones. You know, the ones that are fitting for the person that you're trying to wake up. Tell them to listen to that, to the CD. Tell them that Dr. Carley has a $10,000 reward. Come on this show and prove me wrong, folks. I want somebody to prove me wrong. Because for me to know what I know, you know, it's really ugly. My profession is killing people. They're causing all the disease in the world practically. And I don't want this to be. So I wish somebody would prove me wrong. So give out these CDs. Take them to your white coats. As a matter of fact, what I suggested, as I said, for the soldier to do who called me today is to take them to the clinic he works in and tell them, you know, this is crazy. This woman is nuts. Would you listen to this? Somebody sent this to me, this friend of mine. This Dr. Carley, what she's saying about vaccines, listen to this. And, you know, I want to prove this woman wrong. I'd like to make that $10,000. Okay? That's how you do it, folks. Make them prove me wrong. Don't tell them you believe me. Tell them I'm crazy. And let them tell you how they can prove it. Now, the first CD I have, and as I said, most of these were done on another network, which I was eventually fired from because I was too controversial. But the first one is called What's Ailing America, Inoculations with Disease. And that's where I talk about the big picture of inoculations, which is pretty much the explanation of diagram number three. Because as you see, it took me a whole hour to explain diagram number three, and that's what this CD is. So I'm never going to get through the whole thing on this show. But I will try to go into the highlights. Another CD I have is Inoculations as a Weapon of Genocide. That's a heavy hitter, folks, but that's how you can realize how they're actually creating viruses and making genocidal vaccines to do different things. And it's pretty ugly, but that's probably not one you want to start with your friends. We also have the interview I talked to you about where I spoke with David Kirby, author of Evidence of Harm. He claims mercury causes vaccination-induced autism. I claim it's the demyelination that caused this. So you listen to that interview, but that's also available on my website. You decide who's telling the truth. Email Mr. Kirby. Ask him, why aren't you coming on Dr. Carley's show? And, oh, by the way, make sure you check his bio. See who he's worked before, you know, for, like, the NIH and places like that. You know, I would call that a conflict of interest, but, you know. Anyways, another CD. What's Ailing America? CDC's Genocidal Inoculations. This CD explains the document on my website entitled The Response of Dr. Rebecca Carley to the CDC's Public Health Protection Guide. This is another heavy hitter. I go into the Special Virus Cancer Project and other things that are so ugly that any of us with a conscience can't even believe is going on. We also have the bird flu hoax. And this is another show that I did where I talk about how they're actually going to create the bird flu epidemic with the bird flu vaccine. And this is what you folks have to realize. If you go to the bottom of my website and you click on those various MSNBC articles, you will actually see that they've already licensed the vaccine, that they've already basically got their ducks lined up in a row. As a matter of fact, a number of scientists have actually placed bets as to when, not if, but when the bird flu pandemic will occur. Because, you see, they know that the bird flu pandemic is going to be caused by the bird flu vaccine. And I highly recommend one of my most important books in my vaccine library, which is out of print. I got mine from eBay, but it's still out there. You can find it from different sources, whatever, rare books, whatever. Go on the Internet. Vaccination, the Silent Killer, A Clear and Present Danger by Ida Honoroff, H-O-N-O-R-O-F, and Eleanor McBean, M-C-B-E-A-N. In this very short book, which is only, it's a real quick read. It's only, the letter pages aren't numbered. Well, it's just over 100 pages. This book explains how the 1918...
Hello, Dr. Crawley?
Yes.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Okay, let me just finish my sentence and then I'd love to have you.
Sure.
The 1918 flu epidemic was caused by the inoculations given to the soldiers in World War I. Just like the bird flu pandemic will be caused by the bird flu vaccine, folks. So it's very important for you to get this book and learn about that truth. Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Michelle. And what have you got to say?
I've just started using your protocol with my son. I started on September 29th, so I'm just doing the drainage product.
Mm-hmm. That's the detox preparation part, yes. The very first part.
Yes, the very first part is what I'm doing with him. And we've had excellent results. I had spoken to you last year. But what we were hesitant, my husband was hesitant, I was hesitant about using the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally today, I decided, on September 29th, I decided to start this protocol. My son is doing wonderful.
Can you just tell me some of the things you've seen? Changes.
Well,
for the good.
The changes in Joseph are, he has more eye contact. He started talking more. He's attending more in school. As a matter of fact, he goes to a preschool. And they have like a circle time where they talk about the weather and they do this hello song.
Mm-hmm.
So my son had gotten up and he went to go and sit down in the teacher's spot while she went to put on the radio. And he commenced the hello song.
By himself?
They took pictures. By himself.
Wow.
She put the music on, and she turned around, and there he is sitting in her seat, which was so cute. They took pictures, and he did the hello song and interacted with all the kids in his group.
And I just want to underline what you said, is that he wasn't even having much eye contact. He was not a social child, correct?
No, the eye contact, he wouldn't respond to his name. I'm trying to think what other things he was doing. He responded to his name. He's coming along now.
Mm-hmm.
The eye contact. There's so many different little things that are going on that we're like, wow. Like today he said to me, watch Mermaid, which meant that he wanted to see the Little Mermaid.
Wow.
So, but it's really cute stuff, and it's only, I think I'm in like 2 weeks into the start of the protocol.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for calling, Michelle, and I wanted to say that he hasn't even detoxed the vaccine yet. Wait until you see the changes that happen when he does that.
Oh, I can't wait.
So I want to thank you so much for calling, and I know that you're Well, your husband was actually not wanting you to do this so much that you kind of had to sneak it in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And then he wondered what was happening with your son, so you had to fess up that you were doing the protocol. But you see,
I'm
very glad that you told me that, because it's not that that hurts my feelings. I understand. See, parents have been so assaulted. They went to the white coat, and the white coat caused this to happen to their child. How could you possibly trust anyone after that? But that
no,
is
as a matter of fact,
go ahead.
Joey's sick now, and I refuse to bring him to the doctor.
Well, you see, he's sick because his immune system doesn't work well yet, but by the time
right.
he gets done, his immune system will work very well, and I had sent you some suggestions. If you didn't check your email yet, I sent you some added suggestions that will take care of the problem naturally. But you see,
okay.
this is why the children have such a hard time recovering, because they're so loaded up with viruses and bacteria that have been injected into them. And when they get
yeah.
the diseases naturally, like, for example, he got his strep situation. You had mentioned that his teacher has strep. Of course, she's probably been vaccinated as well. So the teacher's
yeah.
coughing and sneezing on all the children and spreading the germs around. But you see, his body will be able to get through it naturally with the help of the suggestions I sent you, and then his body is getting a workout. It's learning how to work. Once you go to the white coats and you get their antibiotics, you're creating stealth organisms which just hide in the body. And in the CD that I am going to be sending out in this package, which all my clients get as part of their consult, which you have a copy of if you have not listened to it yet, it explains what the antibiotics do as well as causing these yeast overgrowths. So I'm so
yeah.
proud of you that you finally, you know, bit your lip and just said, I'm going to do this. And this is why I'm doing what I do, Michelle. This is what keeps me going when I hear from parents like you, especially the parents of the autistic children, although I have clients with every disease you can imagine, but it's the autistic ones that break my heart the most, because
yeah.
That's like losing your child.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing, but to see them slowly come out of it, it brings so much joy.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. And I can't wait to keep on going. And once he's done a few more of the detoxes, I hope you'll call in again and give us an update on one of the cutest little boys I've ever seen. And keep on sending those pictures. I love them.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Good talking to you.
Okay, and please give him a big hug from me, okay?
Okay, Dr. Carley.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, thank you. I just love it when people call in. See, this is so great. And I just want to underline what she said, folks. He's only been on the protocol for 2 weeks. He hasn't even gotten into the detoxes yet. He's doing the detox preparation. And that's the result of what has happened. And she waited a long time to even do this because her husband didn't think that it was a good idea. But now, as she wrote me, he is speechless. Okay, I'm almost out of time, so I just want to finish reading to you all the different shows that I have on inoculations, which are available to you. I have Vaccine-Induced Diseases, Part 1 and Part 2, which talks about vaccine-induced diseases in people. And then I also have Vaccine-Induced Diseases in Pets. This is a 4-CD set with my interviews with Dr. Patricia Jordan, my hero veterinarian who is to the pets what I am to the people. I also have conflicts of interest within the vaccine-promoting agencies. This is one of the most important ones for you folks to hear. As the CDC and the NIH and the AMA and all the different alphabet agencies are all telling you that vaccinations are safe, you will find out who's behind it, who's got the money going into it, and how they use each other to back each other up when ultimately the research is not there. It's all a fraud. There is no such thing as a safe or effective vaccine. It's never happened. And this is something that you have to realize. They've never even done any studies on vaccines to see if they cause cancer. And this is another handout that I send all my clients. There's a very important paper from Townsend Letter a few years ago where they actually did research to see how many vaccines had ever been tested to see if they caused cancer. And they did a beautiful chart where they list every single vaccine and they quote what the physician's desk reference says about that vaccine, and every single one, no studies done. Studies have not been done to see if it causes cancer, et cetera, et cetera. Every single one, folks, and the reason is because they know they cause cancer. Another CD that I have in this packet is What's Ailing America's Spiritual Assault with Inoculations, where we talk about how on the spiritual level the vaccines are assaulting you. And by a miracle, I actually had a pastor, I've been looking for one for 10 years, by the name of Dr. Jessica Wirth, who was my guest on that show, and she talked about the spiritual reasons that you should not be inoculating, which you can certainly use in your religious exemption. And one of the most amazing things was that a client that I have called in who actually is convinced that her son was demonically possessed after getting a meningitis vaccine for college, and she tells about what happened to her son. It is just a horror show, and how, you know, it's like a Linda Blair situation, how he talks in a guttural tone and all these kinds of things. And this is no joke. You know, people don't want to say these things about their own child, and I was just so grateful to her that she went on the show and, you know, told people what has happened to her own child, because, you know, the people that do this, folks, they're wanting you to avoid having this happen to you. And I also have a whole one-hour show that I did on cancer explaining the true cause of cancer. And when I talk about the vaccine diagram, I will go into this some more. We're going to have to cut it short for tonight because we're already out of time. I knew I wouldn't probably have enough time, but I can't believe I only got through one diagram. But this is how much out there that's ailing America, folks. So on that note, I'll just basically tell you to make sure you tune in next week. I am so grateful that I got Dr. Coulter. Wait until you hear this man, what he has discovered about vaccinations causing criminal behavior. And if you want to get his book and read it in the meantime and be ready for the show, because he'll be happy to take your questions, the only place I know where you can get his book is from thinktwice.com. That's www.thinktwice, one word, thinktwice.com. Get the book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, Ph.D. There's a lot of other good books on that website about vaccines. I recommend it to all my clients. It's one of the best sources of books on vaccines that there is, and I can't wait until I get my book done, which will be in a few months, and I'm sure that they will have my book on there as well. So on that note, folks, I will tell you that I'm so grateful to BBS for allowing me to do this special two-hour edition of my show. Next week, we'll talk about the criminal aspects of behavior caused by vaccines. And then the following week, I will continue with my discussion of the diagrams, the third diagram, which has all the different things that vaccinations cause. And we will also get to the good news, the protocol that I have developed to reverse every medical situation there is. So on that note, I will say goodnight to all of you. God bless you for being willing to tune in, to open up your eyes. And once again, I do encourage you to check things out for yourself. Don't believe anything I say. But please do get these CDs and the documents that I will send you and just evaluate it for yourself. See if you feel that ring of truth going down your spine. Or see if you can get any white coat to prove me wrong. You're the best, folks. See you next week. Bye-bye.